Lesson 3. The pronunciation of vowels in English with an Arabic accent. Contrary to the belief of most people, there are other factors, such as the ones we've just looked at, which are a bit more important than actual pronunciation. As you'll see here, the pronunciation changes of vowels are not very drastic. In many of the vowels, I do not even want you to think of them as being other vowels. If you do, the chances are that you are going to intellectualize and become very, very systematic and choppy in your pronunciation and in your creation of the speech. It will not sound like it is coming from the thought patterns. What happens initially is that there is a decrease in the difference between what we would call pairs of stressed and lax vowels. Now, going back to a standard American accent, the first pair is the E and the I vowel. Sit in the seat. E, seat, I, sit. Now, in American, we tend to go E, E, and I, I. With an Arabic accent, because of the stress we have worked on, both of these vowels tend to be the same one, about halfway in between the American vowels. Instead of E and I, we tend to have I, I, I. So if we look first at the E, and I would say words like each, each. You're not really saying itch, but each. You still shoot for the same sound, but with the E, E, with that hard driving rhythm, you don't get to do the E, E that we usually do in American. Yield, yield. See, see. Need, need. Teach, teach. I don't want you to actually think about saying yield, se, ned, titch. Don't think of this as a change in pronunciation. Think of it as just applying the rhythm pattern. Needle, niddle. Esteem, esteem. Supreme, supreme. He hurt his knee while skiing fleetly down the peak. He hurt his knee while skiing fleetly down the peak. Remember, don't think of pronunciation change. Apply the things we were doing, and you will feel this change taking place in the actual pronunciation. He achieves intrigue by agreeing to speak Japanese. I'm overemphasizing the American E, E. He achieves intrigue by agreeing to speak Japanese. If you were to do a linguistic analysis, you would almost think you were hearing the substitution of an I, but I don't want you to generate it by thinking about that. Now, the reverse is true. With a short I, inside, winter, I don't want you to think of inside, winter. It's going to start sounding like a Spanish or Italian accent. But inside, winter. Pick, pick. Physical, physical. Mistake, mistake. Don't try to actually hear yourself saying mistake, physical, peak. All I want you to do is apply the rhythm, that not short staccato, but what we were calling before strong, even rhythm. Quiver, quiver. Wind, wind. In, in. The inspector charged interest on Wilma's income tax. Applying the rhythm, the inspector charged interest on Wilma's income tax. But not going far enough to be the inspector charged interest on Wilma's income tax. This is why when you are doing an Arabic accent, I would suggest that you not mark most of these vowel changes on the script, because for all intents and purposes, these vowel changes are integrated, at least the ones we are doing now, are integrated into the basic pattern that we established in lesson one. There will be a few vowels that we will perhaps mark. The chicken committed itself to the interest of dinner. The chicken committed itself to the interest of dinner. Continuing now with the lesson on the vowels. Now the same thing happens on the vowel pair A and E. A and E. The American long A is a diphthong. A, A. And the E is a soft, lax vowel. E, E. In the Arabic accent, you don't have the diphthong. You have E, E, E. And you have basically the same E, E instead of E for the shorter sound. So, looking at the long A first. Wait, wait. Chaste, chaste. Fateful, fateful. Face, fist. Also, you tend to have a drop in pitch on the American diphthong. Face, face. Fist, fist. You're not really saying fess, fess. But it gives the impression of doing that. Again, as with the other pair, don't consciously do that. Neighbor. Neighbor. Instigate. Instigate. Inflame. Inflame. A great April shower came our way today. A great April shower came our way today. The ailing aviator flew the race for its own sake. The ailing aviator flew the race for its own sake. Now with that short E, the same thing. E, E. 20, 20. Embrace, embrace. Celebrate, celebrate. Semester, semester. Again, as you're doing this, remember the even syllable stress. Deadline, deadline. Federal, federal, federal. Mental, mental. Be careful not to put that unstressed syllable. Mental, mental. Election, election. A, A. 10 and 10 eventually get you 20. 10 and 10 eventually get you 20. Don't think in terms of A. 10 and 10. That's going to push it too far again into the romance sound. 10 and 10 eventually get you 20. Think of this as the same target sound that you are trying to do the English sound, but because of this rhythm, it's going to change it slightly. Ben was renting several sections of federal land. Ben was renting several sections of federal land. The next pair, which has the same basic thing happening, is oo and a. Again, in American English, oo, studio, plumage, tends to go oo, oo, one sharp oo, studio, plumage, school, school, spoon, spoon. It's not really spun, but spoon, with a one sharp sound. Review, review. Pupil, pupil. With the principle of the E being pronounced E. Pupil. Loose, loose. Truth, truth. The gloomy June moon is moving foolishly. The gloomy June moon is moving foolishly. It's true that Sue proves school can be useless. It is true that Sue proves school can be useless. And the reverse, the becoming a sharper oo sound, especially if it's spelled with a double O. Wooden, wooden. Ambush, ambush. Goodness, goodness. Boulevard, boulevard. Booklet, booklet. A little bit more of the oo if it's spelled with a double O, but all of these are going to tend to have a slight oo. Don't pronounce it that way. Get it out of the rhythm. Cushion, cushion. Sugar, sugar. Forsook, forsook. We pulled the wolf from the woods to the boulevard. We pulled the wolf from the woods to the boulevard. I understood there's a good book in the library. I understood there's a good book in the library. The next pair of vowels is the long O and the aw sounds. Again, the diphthong O becomes a single vowel O, O, and the aw is also going to be more like an O, O, O. So looking at the long O first, romance, romance. Bloated, bloated. Also avoid the O, the drop in pitch. Notion, notion. Slowly, slowly. Staccato, staccato. The oboe and cello sat alone, echoing tone for tone. The oboe and cello sat alone, echoing tone for tone. The rowboat slowly floated in the ocean. The rowboat slowly floated in the ocean. Similarly, now the aw sound. Coffee, coffee. Cloth, cloth. Wrong, wrong. Glossy, glossy. Mall, mall. When that aw is spelled with an au, it might in Arabic be more like an au, a plaud, gauz, not, but that is not absolute. Lost boys often become flawless. Lost boys often become flawless. The awful sauce made Paul pause. The awful sauce made Paul pause. Now, as long as we are talking about long O, we are going to look now at what I call the O principle. When the letter O is used for another vowel, like the short O, rock or rock, obstinate or obstinate, it is going to be almost the same long O with the Arabic accent. Rock, rock. Obstinate, obstinate. On, on. Stop, stop. The rocket shot toward the opposite airlock. The rocket shot toward the opposite airlock. The frog got groggy and hopped away. The frog got groggy and hopped away. The same thing is going to happen with what we call the schwa vowel in English, which is sometimes spelled with an O. In these situations, it will usually mimic the same short, sharp, long O. So we're going to have not mother, mother, love, love, cover, cover, come, come, trouble, trouble. A mother's love is above that of another brother. A mother's love is above that of another brother. Let us look for a moment at the last sounds that are affected by this rhythm change. These are the remaining diphthongs, long I ow and oi. Instead of going down in pitch, I, ow, oi, these are going to stay at the same pitch and also almost stress as if they were two separate vowels. I, ow, oi. So instead of skylight, skylight. Advice, advice. Virus, virus. While, while. Crime, crime. It's the right time to find a gold mine. It's the right time to find a gold mine. The owl, not coward, but coward. South, south. Flounder, flounder. Again, think of these not as pronunciation changes, but of applications of the rhythm and the limited movement of the mouth, focusing the resonance differently. Shower, shower. Trowel, trowel. The crowd loudly prowled the streets of the town. The crowd loudly prowled the streets of the town. Occasionally this ow diphthong will migrate slightly toward O. The crowd loudly prowled the streets of the town. Either is correct, and I would not go too far toward the long O. Now the oi. Annoy, annoy. Pointed, pointed. It's almost oi, oi, pointed. Choice, joyce. But again, don't think of joyce. Think of it as joyce with the rhythm and the mouth rapid movement. Enjoy, enjoy. Poignant, poignant. The boisterous boy oiled the noisy toy. The boisterous boy oiled the noisy toy. Now we are left with only one remaining vowel. This is the a vowel in American English, frequently pronounced air in a lot of America, and sometimes pronounced ah, like after and class in England before certain consonants. In Arabic, most Arabic speakers are going to pronounce this closer to a, but not just in the places where the British do it, almost all the place. After, after. Passage, passage. Can, gun. Handsome, handsome. Glass, glass. Fabric, fabric. The passengers and baggage were trapped in the alcove. The passengers and baggage were trapped in the alcove. The huddled masses sang the national anthem. The huddled masses sang the national anthem. You will occasionally hear Arabic speakers who are able to say Arabic instead of Arabic, and sometimes you will sense that it is halfway between. This is not a precise one, but it is tending more toward the A than the A. My final warning here is not to think of these as exact changes in vowels. Only several of them would you even consider marking in the script. Think of these as extensions of the rhythm, stress, lack of pitch change, and finally as a part of the fact that the tone is focused more toward the back of the mouth with a limited amount of movement on the mouth. The vowels grow out of these. This now is the end of lesson 3.